As the world watches the U.S. Olympic hockey teams in Sochi, men's and women's, they're getting a good look at some real made-in-Michigan artistry.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
The masks worn by goaltenders Ryan Miller, Jimmy Howard, and Brianne McLaughlin are all painted by artist Ray Bishop at his shop in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Ray, this is not your first time at the dance, is it? You have had your handiwork on the world stage at the Olympics before?
That's correct. Ryan Miller in 2010, and actually 2002 and 2006, I had goaltenders wearing artwork as well.
So tell us how it was you came to be the guy that these goalies are coming to for their...
It took a bit of time before I got to the NHL level, but I mean, I started painting masks locally for young players. The story goes, my first professional mask was for the Detroit Vipers, and it was a New Year's Eve game. I was watching. I had already been painting local masks. There was a goaltender in net, had a white mask, and the people at the New Year's Eve party said to me, "You should try to paint that guy's mask." So I started making some phone calls, and eventually did get into the Vipers and painted my first professional mask for them.
And haven't looked back.
So
tell us what is on each athlete's mask for Sochi. Let's start with Ryan Miller, Pride of MSU and Buffalo Sabre.
Ryan's got Uncle Sam on one side of the mask, and he's holding the Sochi torch. Howie's got more of a Stars and Stripes style pattern, a little more aggressive, you know, make it look like it had a little movement with this blue coming back into the mask and the stars inside of that. Brianne, we ended up using the shield that's on the U.S. jerseys.
Ray, you have had so many years of making art on cars and drum kits and motorcycles and pianos and masks for goalies around the NHL. What is special to you about seeing your work at the Olympics?
I don't think about it a whole lot until it happens, and then, you know, it really just gives you goosebumps, I guess, you know, to think how many people actually can see what something that you've done, a piece of artwork that you've done, and I can say I'm pretty fortunate to have the opportunity to do it.
So as we're watching the U.S. men's and women's Olympic hockey teams, we know we're watching work from Ray Bishop of Bishop Designs in Grand Blanc. Ray, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.